Welcome to Nafir Yerushalmi, Shir is sponsored for the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Kuv Ches in the Oizva Adar edition, Perek Tishoso, the 19th Perek, starting Aloch Edalin in the bottom of Daf Kuv Zayin Amud Beis. Zog the Mishnah. Misha Yulo Ishtei Tinoikris. Someone has two babies. Echad Lomul Erev Shabbos. Ve'echad Lomul B'Shabbos. He has one baby. He needs to do Bris Milah Erev Shabbos, not on Shabbos. He has another baby. The Bris Milah needs to be done on Shabbos. Shokach Umal Etchel Erev Shabbos B'Shabbos Chayof. If by mistake, he did the Bris Milah of the baby that was supposed to be done on Friday. He does that on Shabbos, so then he's Chayof. Now, Be'ez Hashem will see in the Gemara that, at least according to one man, the Omar, we have a din of Torah B'Dvar Mitzvah V'Hosom Mitzvah. Someone who made a mistake with a mitzvah. And then they did do a mitzvah. So then he's Pater. So here, he took the baby of Friday. And he did a mitzvah. The baby is supposed to do a bris milah. Just he did it in the wrong time. He did it on Shabbos. Why should he be Chayav? And we'll see in the Gemara that we talk about the case that the baby of Shabbos, the baby was supposed to have a bris milah on Shabbos, he had a bris milah on Friday. He had a bris milah too early. So there's no baby to do a bris milah today. The only baby which right now is available to do a bris milah is someone who's not supposed to do a bris milah today. So there's no toast with var mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to be done today. We'll get back to that in the Gemara. Continues the Mishnah. Echad lomul achar Shabbos, ve'echad lomul b'Shabbos. He has two babies. One baby is supposed to do a bris milah on Shabbos. The other one has to do a bris milah on Sunday. Shokach umal et shel achar Shabbos b'Shabbos. He took the baby who was supposed to be do a bris milah on Sunday. He did it on Shabbos by mistake. Now here he has another baby to do. He's Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah because he has a baby to do today. But by mistake, he did the wrong baby. So Blazer Mechayev Chatos Reb Shua Poiter. He have a Machlekes. So Blazer Reb Shua. Blazer still is Chayev because he didn't do a mitzvah. Reb Shua says he's Pater because it's Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah. Says the Gemara. Misha Yulu Shteti Noikas Echoli. Oma Abichron Der Mehi. Do Oma Dova Shasiyasa Mitzvah Pater. Wadav Kuvches Amud Aleph. V'Shem Asiyasa Mitzvah B'Machlekes. Meaning the way our Mishnah is written, as we explained in the Mishnah, the first case of the Mishnah is talking about that he didn't do any mitzvah. He took a baby that was supposed to do a bris milah on Friday, and he did it on Shabbos. And the baby of Shabbos was already done. So there's no mitzvah to be done. So then he's chayof. But if he did do a mitzvah, meaning if he has two babies in front of him, one, the time of the bris milah was Friday. The other one, the time of bris milah is today. So anyone he's doing a mitzvah bris milah. Then everybody agrees that he's potter. That's what the Gemara says. Dova shasiyasa mitzvah. If he's doing a mitzvah right now with that mistake, pater. The machlekes that we have in our Mishnah is only when you have Shabbos and Sunday. Shabbos and Sunday, the baby of Sunday, if you do a bris milah, is not a mitzvah because adayin lo yikias manoi. The time of this milah did not come. So if he does a bris milah for the baby of Sunday on Shabbos, he didn't do a mitzvah. But he made a mistake. He wanted to do a mitzvah because he wanted to do the bris milah on the Shabbos baby. So here you have a machlekes. But if he actually did a mitzvah, there's no machlekes. That is the Shita of Rabbi Meir, and that's our Mishnah. Continues now the Gemara and says, Rabbi Shimon Meir, Dovor Shiyesh Basiyosu Mitzvah, using here the gear of Rabbi Chaim, Bemachloikis. Rabbi Shimon says, no. In a case that you are doing a mitzvah, that's where the Machloikis is. Fesheim Basiyosu Mitzvah, Chayov. That's the gear of the Rabbi Forsham ring over here. Meaning Rabbi Shimon says like this, if you're not doing a mitzvah at all, everybody agrees that he's Chayov in it. For example, if you have a baby of Sunday and a baby of Shabbos, he does a bris milah on the Sunday baby on Shabbos, he didn't do any mitzvah. Everybody agrees that he's chayav. But the machlekes of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua is in the case he has a baby of Friday, a baby of Shabbos. He did a bris milah for the baby of Friday on Shabbos. So he did do a mitzvah. He did a mitzvah bris milah. There you have a machlekes. So meaning the Gemara just introduced to us that you have machlekes, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, how to understand the machlekes of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua in our Mishnah. Are they arguing when a person didn't do a mitzvah? He just made a mistake in a mitzvah. But if he did do a mitzvah, they all agree it's okay? Or the opposite. If he didn't do a mitzvah, everybody agrees it's chayav. And they're arguing when he did a mitzvah. Says the more now, Rabbi Yosi b'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Divrei Rabbi Meir, V'hu she'es setomim u'ben shono v'shlomim, V'royu li'shtano es l'shem Pesach. So to understand this, let's go with a little bit of a hakdama. We have a similar machlekes regarding babies. We have a similar machlekes regarding Pesach. When Yudalid Nisan is Chal B'Shabbos, like will be Be'ez Hashem this year, Tavshin Behe, Yudalid Nisan, if you bring a korban Pesach, you have to shecht it on Shabbos. If a person went and shecht a different korban, not a korban Pesach, so he made a mistake. So there we also have a machlekes Rabbi Yehoshua. If someone shecht the wrong carbon, not the carbon Pesach, but he was intending to shecht the carbon Pesach, is he chayav upatur? And there we have another machlekes of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon. How to understand this machlekes? Rabbi Shimon says the only time that maybe you be putter is if he shecht an animal who could be a korban pesach. It's the right age and the right size to be a korban pesach. But if that animal that he shechted cannot be a korban pesach, so then he's chayav. Ramirez says no. Even if this korban cannot be a korban pesach, but it could be a korban shalmei tzibur. It could be a korban that's used for the tzibur. So Ramirez is tying. There is korbanos that you bring on Shabbos. Which korban do you bring on Shabbos? Korban tzibur you bring on Shabbos. Not an individual korban, but a korban that belongs to that tzibur. So the same way if a person makes a mistake between an animal that he thinks is a korban Pesach, he's going to be potter. So also if he shechts a korban that could be a korban tzibur, he should be potter. So according to our Gersa, what the Gemara is saying right now is that even a Rameyer that says that if a person had in mind to shecht a korban tzibur, he's still going to be potter. But it still needs to be roy to be a Pesach. So he has to have at least the ability to be a Pesach, even though he's intended to do Korban Tzibur. And that's what Gemara says now. Divrei Amir, v'hu sheyesh tzed tomim, he has to be a tzed tomim, no mum, uben shana, 1 year old, it could be a Pesach. V'shlomim, even though it's a shlomim, roy l'shtar t'she Pesach, it changed to be a Pesach. That's the Gersa of Reb Chaim. It's not so understood why he needs to be a Pesach. Anyway, his intention is to be a Shlomim, but that's what he requires. There's another Gersa over here that instead of saying Rameir, it says Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon argues with Rameir and says that only when you make a mistake of Korban Pesach requires this animal to be roy to be a Korban Pesach, meaning a 1 year old animal and not older than it, so it could be a Korban Pesach. At Shabbos Pinot Las, you learn from there three things. Even according to Reb Chaim, we're going now to speak according to Reb Shimon's Shita. Reb Shimon then holds that the only way you're putter is only if you intend to do a Korban Pesach. Why is that so? Why if he intended to do a Korban Shlomi of a Tzibur, so then he's not Pater? So Shimon there explains, because it's Dovah Shein Lo Kitzvah. Meaning Pesach is Dovah Shein Lo Kitzvah. Shlomim of a Tzibur is Dovah Shein Lo Kitzvah. I think I was going to explain in a moment what is the Kitzvah that we're talking about. So according to this, Shimon says there's three requirements. When a person does the mistake of Korban Pesach, there's three requirements you need to have. At Shabbos Minot Las, you have to have three things. Shabbos Minot Dovah Shein Lo Kitzvah, it needs to be a Korban Ein Lo Kitzvah. Now that it has a Kitzvah, so then can't say you made a mistake. I was like, I wasn't explaining in a moment. Fedovar, now we're using the Gersa of Chaim, Fedovar Shedar Kirlis Chalif, meaning it needs to be Roy to be a Korban. And the third thing is Dovar Sheyesh Pasiyasu Mitzvah. That we see from our sugyo. That by two babies, according to Shimon, you need to have that at least you're doing a mitzvah when you're doing the aveira. In other words, your person is doing a bris milah to a baby that's not supposed to be that day, but he's still doing the mitzvah of milah. But if he's not mekayim any mitzvah, so then he's going to be chayav. So that is the quote from the Gemara over there. And now the Gemara explains, "My yistach dovah shein lo kitzvah." What does it mean, dovah shein lo kitzvah? You're saying, Korban Pesach, the reason why someone makes a mistake is because Dovah Shein Lo Kitzvah. If he made a mistake with a Shlomim of Tzibur, so then he is Chayav because Dovah Shein Lo Kitzvah. What does it mean, Dovah Shein Lo Kitzvah? If you're a Sovah Me'ema, Shalom Nisna, Torah, Kitzvah, Kam, Psochim, Yitru, Tashabbos, Echol Shana. The Torah did not give any limitations. How many Psochim can be shecht on a Yudalid that happens on a Shabbos? It's limitless. As many Psochim as you want, there's no limitation. That's Pshad number one. If you're a Sovah Me'ema, Shein, At Yochol, Lam, Odal, Minyonim. The one who does the shechita has no clue how many psachim are coming. He doesn't know. Will it be 1,000, 10,000, 100,000? He has no clue how many are coming. What's enough kamino? Says the word right away. We go to our sugyo. We have Yosef kadahava using the gisa that we have here in brackets. Here's a kadahava mati leilin tinoikus feikus. When he came to this our sugyo of tinoikus, hava ama you would say yafilim dana of yirmiyo. The way Rav Yirmiyah explained Ein Lo Kitzvah makes more sense. By babies, you could say you don't know the count. You know exactly the count. The person knows how many babies he has to do Bris Milah for. He has to do Bris Milah for two babies. One for a weekday and one for Shabbos. But it's only two. He knows exactly how much it is. The Torah did not give a limitation how many Psochim could be done in that year. Also by bris milah, there's no limitation how many brisim you could do on Shabbos. Happens to me that this time you have only two, but can it be four, can it be 10, can it be 20? There's no specific amount. So the Gemara is saying, if the concept is that the mistake can be done only when it's unlimited, what does unlimited mean? Potentially unlimited? Or unlimited because you don't know how many is it? If it's potentially unlimited, that works by bris milah as well. If it's because you don't know the count, that doesn't work in bris milah. Continues down the Gemara Amud Beis and says, "Chizdo Amar Di Reb Shimon Tipoter Sheashem Chavura Achat Shloi Shachto." According to Reb Shimon's Shita in our sugya, that the only way one is potter is only as much as he had an opportunity to do a mitzvah today. He has two babies in front of him. One, the mitzvah is kayim, and one is not. And by mistake, he did the wrong baby. But he has to have that option of doing a mitzvah right now. So also by Pesach, when he's going in shechting the wrong korban, it must be that there is a right korban to shecht as well. There's a chaburo who needs to shecht korban Pesach. Because if all the korban is a Pesach already shechted, and now he has one last animal left, and he thinks it's a korban Pesach, but really it's not, so then he won't be patur, because there's no option to do a mitzvah over here. Says the Gemara, Avzeiro Milsa de Avyane Omro. What Avyane said, meaning Avyane, we're going to see Avyane later in the sugya. Avyane came to explain our Mishnah. The what's beyond the ratio of the Mishnah, as we mentioned in the beginning of this daf. The ratio of the Mishnah says that if one has two babies, one needs to have a bris milah on a Friday and one on Shabbos. And by mistake, he made the Friday one on Shabbos, he's chayav. Why is he chayav? He has a baby to do a milah for that day. Elama, says Rav Yanai, as we mentioned in the Mishnah, that we talk about that the baby that was supposed to be done on Shabbos was done on Friday. So now in Shabbos, there's no baby to be done that day. The only baby that's left is the Friday baby, and there's no mitzvah to do bris milah on the Friday baby. That's why it's chayav. So that's the Gemara's quoting right now. Shabbos. Rabbi said that he did the milah of the Shabbos one on Erev Shabbos. So right now, the only one who's left is the Friday one. Says the Gemara now, what about Maloi B'Shachris? Let's say he does have two babies to do bris milah, one for Friday, one for Shabbos. He did the Shabbos one in the morning. It comes at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. He has one baby left. So the only baby that's left is a baby there's no mitzvah to do. But in the beginning of the day, he did have a mitzvah to do. So do you say this day he had a mitzvah to do, and therefore it's okay, he's not going to be chayav in this case? Or you say because right now when he's coming to do the bris milah, there's no mitzvah to do because the Shabbos baby was already in Nimoil, so then it's considered to be he has no mitzvah in front of him, and is he chayav? Is it davka when you do it on Friday, or also if you do it in the morning? Says the Gemara, Reb Zeir Amar Sof Avyanei Potter. Rabbo Amar Chayav. Reb Zeir says he's Potter because as long as this day he had a mitzvah to do, so it's still on his head. And Rabbo says he's Chayav because right now when he's doing the bris milah, he has only one baby in front of him. Says Gemara, Ledai Milo Amar Avyanei. According to Rabbo, that says that even in the same day, if he did it in the morning, so he's going to be Chayav, so why did Avyanei say that he did it on Erev Shabbos? What was the Losh of Rav Yanai we just quoted? He should say, why does he say Erev Shabbos? He's going to explain to you why he made the mistake. Why he made the mistake is the following. He had a bris milah to do on Friday. He had a bris milah to do on Shabbos. By mistake, he exchanged the babies. The baby was supposed to do it on Shabbos, he did it on Friday. And the baby they were supposed to do on Friday, he did it on Shabbos. That's the reason he made the mistake. That's why we say this example. According to Rav Zeir, that says that if he did a baby in the morning and then he has another baby in the afternoon, which is not his time, but the time was yesterday, he is potter. Because as long as this day he had a baby to do, he's potter. Says the Gemara, and this was using the Gersa Rav Chaim, Rabbi Yana, the Loik Rav Chizdo. This Rav Yana doesn't work with Rav Chizdo in the beginning of this Amud. Because Rav Chizdo says that you have to have another chabura to do a Korban Pesach. Right? When we speak about Pesach, which is an equivalent sugyo to our sugyo, he says there, when do you say that one is potter when he shechted the wrong Korban? If there is a Korban to do. But if there's no Korban is left, all of them were already done earlier today, so then he's chayav. But here you say that according to Zeira, if he had two babies in the beginning of the day, even though right now the first baby was already Nimoil, and all that he has left is only this baby, he's still potter. So that's not like the case of the Chabur by Pesach. Says the Gemara, maybe not. Omar Amonu Kamei Rav Yosi, Mandamar Rav Chizdo Kev Shimon, Mandamar Rav Yanai Kev Meir. The Gemara says it could be that there this machlekes of Rav Chizdo and Rav Yanai is the machlekes of Rav Shimon and Rav Meir. Rav Shimon that requires one to be more involved in the mitzvah because he must be doing a mitzvah. He also requires that you should have a mitzvah available in front of you right now. And according to Rameyer that says, no, you can even if you don't have a mitzvah being done right now, he does the Sunday baby, he's also going to be potter. So also you don't have to have a mitzvah right in front of you right now. And concludes the Gemara, Mei Shimin Davar and Rami Leib Shimon. You're questioning between Rami and Shimon. Rami and Shimon are two different opinions. It's a machlekes, though we already know that it has in this sugya. The machlekes Rami and Rav Shimon. So you're asking, are Lechura, Rav Chisda, and Rav Zeira arguing? Yes, we all found already a machlekes between Rami and Rav Shimon. There's no question they ask. Says the Gemara, no. To come and be told of this and that machlekes, that's the Lechura not true. The Hashkel and Pliko ben Rami ben Levin Rav Shimon Bashir? We never found Rami and Rav Shimon arguing regarding if the baby was ready, had a meal that day or not. The only machlekes Rami and Rav Shimon have is if someone took a baby that was supposed to be done on Sunday, and he did it on Shabbos, do you say because he still had to do a mitzvah, so he's patur? You say because l'mais he didn't do a mitzvah, because his baby, his man did not come yet, so he's chayav. But they both agree you need to have a Shabbos baby to do. Now, if you have a Shabbos baby to do, and the shaila is the Shabbos baby was already done earlier in the day, is that changed the din or not? We never found a machlekes or Rav Shimon in that case. So you want to say the machlekes of Rav Zeira and Rav Chisda is the machlekes of Rav and Rav Shimon? We never found the Rav Shimon argue in that case, and therefore the Gemara does not like this tliya. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Kufches.